Several Jacksonville City Council members say they're feeling comfortable enough to make a final decision on the Lot J deal, which will cost more than $200 million in local taxpayer dollars. Council members on Friday held one last meeting on Lot J before going on a three-week vacation. Council auditors say they still disagree with the developers about parts of the deal. Things like stopping money from flowing to developers in case any part of the project defaults and adding sales and occupancy requirements to the lease. Easily fixable issues, they say. For one, Councilman Michael Boylan says he's comfortable voting in favor of the deal.
I'm hearing from a lot of folks. Many of those people are good business people that I respect. And I think in their world, it's got to be a 50-50 proposition. I think our world's different than that. I think our world is one about looking at the long term. In this case, we're looking at 70 years.
After their holiday break, the council will hold a final meeting on January 7th to discuss potential changes and amendments to the deal. Then the council plans to take a final vote for or against the Lot J development on January 12th. Sky LeBron, WJCT News 89.9.